NewRadioSportsNetwork.com, and each and every week we have the Green Bay Gamblers general manager and head coach, and at least for some parts of the area, a travel agent as well. And if you went to the game or you got a chance to listen to the games over the weekend on 104.1 WRLU, we had been talking Dubuque Fighting Saints here in the podcast on the promotional messages leading up to it. But that wasn't who played on Friday night. It was the Janesville Jets. And, Coach, I'm going to let you take it from there. How did the Janesville Jets come into the rec center on such short notice?
Well, it was Wednesday when we first got notified by Dubuque that they were going through a testing protocol and they were worried about when they were going to get the results back. They had a few players that were quarantining. And so quickly we were trying to do the math on where they're going to be able to meet the quota. The quota is 15 skaters. For a game, but they were below that number and not knowing if they're going to get their test. So then we just were kind of stuck. We thought we were going to be back to where we were earlier in the year, where we're just going to have to practice this weekend. And then we kind of just were checking schedules and realized that the Janesville Jets of the North American League were off for the weekend. And so it worked out very well. Quick communication with them, and they were excited to come up. And so we made some plans and we're able to schedule them for the Friday, Saturday here at the Resch.
And on that team, they're actually the division below the USHL, the North American Hockey League. And not only did your guys get some game action as well, but Jeff Mitchell, the president of the Gamblers, said that you had some members of your team that are on your affiliate list that actually played for the Jets. And you know, what did you think of seeing those players go against the Gamblers?
Yeah, Dominic Marteco is one of our draft picks, and so it was great to see him live. I've watched him on film this year, but just to see where his game is at, a young player playing junior hockey already. So it's been a good development year for him. I was able to visit with him after the second game and excited to see where his game is at. And then the other thing was, we're watching a couple of kids that will be draft picks this year. So to actually coach against them and see them live at real speed is a good evaluation for us.
And for your guys, when I was there, it was a 2-1. Things got a little crazy in the second game, especially with that big goal outburst. I guess what were your takeaways from the two games at the Resch Center this weekend, knowing A, you probably had very limited film time to take a look at these guys. So for the most part, you kind of had to learn about their tendencies on the fly and then also be able to kind of rebound from, you know, a 2-1 game, hard fought game, lots of good action to being able to put the puck in the back of the net in game two.
We knew Janesville was going to be a good test. The North American League is an older league where the USHL can only have the 4 20-year-olds. I think they had 7 or 8 20-year-olds in the lineup each night. So you knew you're going to be playing against some experienced kids. And it was important that our guys respected them for that. And so the 2-1 game, I thought both goalies played very well. You know, both teams had opportunities. And so, but we were doing a lot of trying guys with different players. You know, Cam Thiessen and Jake Schmaltz have played together all year long, you know, so we wanted to break them up and just see how they fit with a different center and a different winger and then different deep pairings and whatnot. So we were able to try some things this time of the year, it's kind of nice, you know. Okay, yeah, we know Schmaltz and Thiessen can be really good together, but what happens when we break them up and how do they play with some other people? And then we rested, you know, some of our top minute guys every night, both nights. And then I think the biggest thing is our depth was able to play a lot, and we were able to use guys in situations where they might not be used right now in a regular season game. And so to really get some good experience for some of our younger players.
And I guess, you know, kind of moving forward, if the schedule allowed it, do you think you'd be allowed to do an exhibition type of thing, you know, kind of at the midpoint like this was, just to kind of almost reset the dials a little bit and get your guys some game action, but be able to explore that depth a little bit and try out some different line combinations?
Yeah, I mean, we've never had this situation before. And looking at our schedule moving forward, there's no possible weekend we're going to be able to pull this off again. But the timing of it was perfect, and actually where it fit into our season, like I said earlier, just to be able to try some new things and see different combinations was exciting. But you know, moving forward in the future, I mean, the USHL is not encouraging teams to play North American League teams, you know, but the league was very understanding just about the situation this year. And it was a, I appreciate the fact that they allowed us to play those games. And you know, because another weekend of practice, the guys would not have been looking forward to that.
And two good crowds at the Rask Center as well, rocking out to that 80s music for 80s weekend. You were able to make an addition on that Friday, or you announced an addition on that Friday. You added Victor Mancini. He's going to be playing eventually at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. And tell us a little bit about Victor.
Yeah, I've known Victor for quite a few years now. I coached him at one of the USA festivals two, 3 years ago now. And he's a very athletic, like multi-sport athlete that made a decision a year ago that he wanted to develop his skill set with a little bit more of a European flair. So he went over to Sweden. He's been there for the last year and a half. And when things got shut down this year, you know, we communicated and he was excited about coming back and playing in the USHL. So it's a nice, very nice addition for us. He's very athletic, can skate. He's got probably more of a defensive posture to his game, which will be very valuable when we're playing against the Muskegons and the Chicagos that we play so much in our division. So we're excited about it. Today will be his first day on the ice with us. So looking forward to that and then getting him into some game action this weekend.
And I bet he's looking forward to getting any kind of hockey action. You were saying before we jumped on that he's been between the travel, which would already make me personally anxious. You got to account for, you know, a few days of quarantining and a lot of tests as well.
Yeah, he's run through a lot of tests lately. He had a test before he flew from Sweden to make sure he was clear to get on the airlines there. As soon as he landed in Detroit, he had a four-day quarantine and another test then. And then when he got into our market yesterday, he was tested for a third time. So it's what everybody's going through. So, I mean, he got through the league protocols. And like I said, he's very excited to get on the ice here today.
Now, it sounds like you've already had to have this conversation at least once. I love the note in the release about getting Victor Mancini once again. Kind of a full circle type of thing. His dad coached you, and now you get to coach son.
Yeah, but yeah, Bob was here yesterday when they were dropping Victor off, and Bob coached me for my 4 years at Michigan Tech, and he's been a mainstay with USA Hockey for the last probably 15, 20 years now as part of the development model. So I've run into Bob so many times here at the different summer festivals and whatnot, and kind of watch Victor grow up a little bit. So it's exciting to have him here.
You know, when you talk to your old coach, and now you're obviously in his shoes on the junior hockey level, what's maybe been the best piece of advice he's given you coaching-wise?
Well, you know what? He hasn't been that advice guy. He asked more questions and, you know, what players are like now and how it's different in the development and junior hockey back when he was coaching college, it was such a, you know, physical runaround game. And now he sees the skill side of things and the development. So, you know, I think one of his role with USA Hockey is being part of the younger development. So I think he's always curious on what kids need to be doing, you know, to prepare themselves for the USHL level.
And then you head off to Michigan this weekend to face Team USA, the U-17 squad here, and getting a chance to play them and watch and film and stuff like that. How have they developed so far from even that last game as we head into this weekend?
Yeah, we saw them here twice early in the season, once in the preseason, and they are a very skilled forward group. And you could see them growing like you and I talked about early in the year is how much they change. I mean, being such young players in the league, but I watched a little bit of them a week ago here and you could just see how much they possess the puck now. They're a great skating group. So it'll be a nice test for us. We're going to have to be locked in. I think the one thing we know is they're still working on the defensive side of the game. So you're going to get your chances. We will need to take advantage of them because they're a team that will produce their own chances as well.
Now, with them being Team USA, I don't know if they get to travel as much or play as much as the U-18s, but when you face a team like Team USA that probably puts in a few more games, puts in a few more practices as well, do you ever wonder or do you try to see if you can take advantage of maybe tired legs?
Yeah, no, they're on a very similar schedule to us. The one thing they're missing out on this year is their international travel, because traditionally they'd play in three events against different countries every year. So they've lost out on those tournaments this year. They've made up games. They've played a lot of North American League teams to kind of make up some of those games they've lost. But they're traditionally a Friday, Saturday team, just like all of us, and using their weeks, to train and get themselves ready for it.
And then finally, kind of going back to how we started talking about the Janesville Jets, like they have a little fun at the end here. We'll take the NHL and AHL teams out of the mix here, just based on the talent level and stuff like that. But when you think of maybe other collegiate programs, junior hockey programs that you've been associated with or watched from far, if you could pick from any team in the country that come to Green Bay for a weekend, the play a weekend set against, who would you pick?
Probably like a top European team. I think it'd be great for our players to see the different style of play and how they possess pucks and play. Like, they are never going to dump the puck. So, it would be fun to have an international team come over. When I was coaching at Michigan Tech, we got to go over and play some games over in Europe, and I thought it was a great experience for everybody involved. And I think, if we ever had a team that was doing a tour and looking to come over here, that'd be something I'd love to schedule.
Very good. And we're talking about unique circumstances. Well, that would have been what, last year that you got to play outside in the Cotton Bowl, as the NHL talking about some outdoor games next week. How was that experience?
It was a blast. And we went down there extremely tired. I mean, we had played on, I think, the 30th and 31st. We traveled on the first down to Dallas and then had to play on the second and the third down there. So it was a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, with 4 games in 5 days and a flight to Dallas. But it was a great experience for the kids. And it was cool outdoor sounds. You could hear the echoes and everything in the Cotton Bowl. And so it was one of those things that was a lot of fun for our entire staff to be part of. And I know the players, have some great memories of it.
And is that how you kicked off 2020?
Yes.
So
Yeah.
the last 13 months have probably been the most interesting in your entire career in hockey, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's been some real cool things, and there has been some real downtime. So it's been an eventful 12, 13 months. But like we've all said, every week that we get to go out there and play and coach, we're excited to do it.
Well, the Gamblers once again heading out to Michigan this weekend. Pair of 6:05 starts against Team USA, the U-17s. And until next week, Coach, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again real soon.
I appreciate it. Have a great week.
I'm Tim Coles, reporting for the new Radio Sports Network.